I have been asked how to roast a typical Italian espresso, and that's a fantastic question because I love Italian espressos. And this is how I'm doing it. When doing an Italian espresso, you always have to blend different beans. First of all, you need a basis. This basis must be full-bodied, must be sweet, and it must have a low acidity. I really love to take naturals from Brazil because they really deliver this profile, and I usually take about 50% in my blend of a natural from Brazil. And then, of course, you will need some Robusta. Robusta is muting the acidity, it's adding to the mouthfeel, and it's delivering a beautiful crema. The share of Robusta in your blend can be between 30 and 70%. So in Northern Italy, they usually take about 30%. The souther they'll go, the more, until about 70%. And then you have a third compound, which is about the creative part of your blend. And here you can go a bit more traditional by taking strictly harbin from Guatemala, a coffee from Honduras, or you can add really like pronounced taste profile. For example, coffee from Africa, like Kenya or Yirgacheffe, or from Colombia. Just anything that will add a special taste, some sweetness, some fruitiness to your espresso, however you like it. If you do pre-blending or post-blending, that's a philosophy question and also something about production processes. Me, I really like to do post-blending, so I blend after the roasting and roast the beans individually. Especially if you have Arabicas and Robustas in your coffee, then they have really a different roasting profile. So I really like to roast them individually and then put them together in the blend. And when it comes to the roasting degrees, I personally like to go into full city plus, so beginning of second crack, because there the coffee has a nice body, a nice mouthfeel. It has a muted acidity and still some sweetness in it. For me, the perfect point for an Italian espresso, but you can go even darker. Just take care because there will be a point where then the whole body, the whole mouthfeel will break together. The coffee will be thin, it will be bitter, it will be unpleasant. And that's actually a very fine step. So be careful when you're roasting darker and try different roasting degrees until you find the one that you like. After roasting, let it rest for about 10 days and then enjoy your espresso. I hope this video was fun to watch and it was helpful for you. If you want to know more about coffee roasting, then come to our website, roasttravels.com. We have a lot of information on roasting, but we have also equipment like coffee roasting machines, color meters, books, and many more. In addition to that, a really nice selection of green coffee beans from all over the world. You find a link to our website right here. You could also look through our YouTube channels. We have a lot of videos on coffee roasting, on equipment, but also very inspirational interviews with coffee roasters, coffee traders, and many more. If you have any questions left, then always come back to me. I'm Ingo from Roast Travels and I look forward to talking to you.